98.7 The Peak. It's all about variety. And, you know, I don't know what it is, what's been in the water lately, but recently we've had some really cool people on the air with us.
Yeah.
Some fantastic. Of the Cardinals, Fitzy. Mm-hmm. We had Coach Wisenhunt, Derek Anderson.
We did, yes.
Some big name celebs.
Mm-hmm.
And today is no exception.
Right.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to say good morning to one Mr. Dancing with the Stars himself, Rick Fox.
Good morning.
How
good morning.
Are you?
I'm well.
Former NBA player and now current dancer on Dancing with the Stars, Mr. Rick Fox. You know, Rick, watching you and, you know, being a huge fans of the show, I was really impressed at how you guys made the height difference not even seem like it was there. It was really nice to see, you know, a taller gentleman like yourself dance with grace and ease.
Oh, that's really nice to hear you say. It took a number of weeks to really... to get comfortable with owning the height, especially when you're used to dancing with someone. I'm sure you want to look them in the eye. And Cheryl, for her case, is, you know, she's dancing with my chest, and I'm looking over the top of her head.
When she's dancing in your chest, isn't it supposed to be the opposite?
Right? Yeah.
How do you motorboat that?
It's we're going to have to figure out a way.
I'm sorry, but the lifts are going to have to start early because I need to get some motorboating in here. This isn't working for me. here's the thing that I love about you and Kurt Warner and really any of the athletes that they've had. You can always tell they are who they are because you all look like you are Sasquatch out there. You all look like you have some big feet compared to everyone. Even like, because actors are little tiny dudes.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And then you get the athletes out there and you're like, two-legged Sasquatch out on the floor. Because they all have these big, huge feet compared to everybody else.
Yeah, well, my feet are size 15, so taking fast, quick steps is not something they do really. And I have big hands, so anytime I put my hand on Cheryl's back or somewhere around her waist, I can't help but have a finger be in the wrong place.
Oh, no.
Had a kid.
I love it. Yeah, in the wrong place. Wink, 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 yeah. Nod, nod. So are your teeth fake? Because they're the nicest teeth I've ever seen in my entire life on anybody.
You don't have to answer that.
My whole body's fake.
Yeah.
I thank my parents daily for really the genetics, but... Yeah, but I saw smoke and mirrors, man.
You are honestly like one of the most handsome athletes, people that I have seen in quite some time.
Okay. What do you think about the rest of the cast? Is there anybody there that are there any Kate Goslins this year?
I was at the practice facility till about 1 last night, and there was some stuff jumping off.
Anything that you can tell us right now?
I would just say that, you know, certain people have gotten... that are behind in their training of, you know, the stress level's increased, and people are at each other's throats right now.
How bad do you want to slap the situation?
Right now, I really limited time with him. I've only seen him on show day, so...
Who do you want to slap right now, Rick?
We want to know. Come on, be real with us, Rick. We talk big feet and motorboating, for crying out loud. We're on a different level.
I gotta slap someone.
Yeah,
if you had to slap one person,
I don't want to put baby back in the corner, man. Because she got out of the box. Okay. Quit, man. And her and Derek looked amazing in week one, and they're setting the bar at a high level, man. And Kyle, I have fun with. I tell you what, I want to slap Kyle for knocking it out so well right before I had to go on with Cheryl and dance our dance. He stole the crowd. He performed extremely well in his dance, man.
Yeah, he did. He surprised everybody, I think.
Oh, man.
I went to Vegas before the show started, after the odds came out, and I put 50 bucks down on three people.
Oh, who were the three?
We have to go with Kurt Warner because he's, you know, he's Arizona.
Yeah, NFL players do well.
Jennifer Grey, of course, because it's the whole, right?
Move, real smart move.
And my long shot was Margaret Cho.
Really?
She tried to do the comedic thing last week, and it failed miserably.
Yeah.
But I saw her take a few steps, and I went, oh, funny lady can move.
Yeah, right?
So,
and she's like, she talked about the fat ballerina inside of her that someone called her. I mean, I tell you, when she made it through, she came back to the room, and, I mean, she had tears in her eyes, and I really was excited for her because I love the dance, and I'm just learning ballroom.
Sure.
I know there's a traditional side to it where, you know, maybe Margaret stepped out a little bit too much in expressing who she is with her comedy.
Do you think that now that she's made it through, that she's going to kind of come back at it with a vengeance or no?
Well, yeah, I really think, because Louis's great. Louis's great at getting the most out of his partners, and so I look forward to seeing Margaret show more, you know, the dance side, not lose her personality.
Right.
She's a comedian, so she has to own that, but...